Israel targets Iran. Fox News, I'm Gary Baumgarten. Israel launches strikes against Iran. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon with the latest.
The Pentagon is not officially commenting on any of the reports of explosions that have taken place inside Iran as well as in Syria and Iraq tonight. But a well-placed U.S. military source confirms to me that what appears to be Israeli strikes inside Iran have taken place, but I am told that they are, quote, limited in nature. So what we have heard so far from Iranian press is that there were three explosions in the Isfahan area. That is the location of the Natanz nuclear facility. We have no indication as of yet that the Natanz facility was the target or any of the nuclear facilities were a target.
And now Syria is claiming that Israel struck that nation in its southern region. Anti-Israeli protesters from Columbia University in New York City set up an encampment on the campus lawn at Columbia University for about 30 hours until cops moved in and moved them out. Columbia's president says the protesters had violated a long list of rules and policies. Fox's C.B. Cotton reporting.
Officers in riot gear and NYPD correctional buses are both on standby after a chaotic evening here at Columbia University. But this show of force, Laura, has not been enough to stop these anti-Israel protests from continuing through the night. Earlier, we watched as officers took more than 100 students into custody. One student said on social media, she broke this down for everybody and said, as this happened, officers would walk past students who would jokingly thank the officer for his or her service and then proceed to call that officer a bootlicker. That is just a taste of what the NYPD had to deal with.
And America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump's hush money trial continues in New York City. Fox's Nate Foy reporting from Manhattan.
A roller coaster of a day ended with Judge Juan Merchan saying, we have our jury, 12 jurors seated, as well as one alternate, so five more alternates are needed. And this all happened after two jurors were sent home in the morning session today. The DA's office found one of those jurors, a man, had been arrested for tearing down conservative political signs back in the 1990s. Another juror felt she could not serve impartially after her friends and family suspected that she might be a juror. Trump was again very critical of the trial while leaving the courthouse.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
The Manhattan DA's office accuses Trump of violating the court's gag order seven additional times. The DA is asking the court to hold Trump in contempt for several social media posts.
That DA, Alvin Bragg, charging former President Trump with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree related to alleged hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election, the former president pleading not guilty to all counts. We now know what caused the 911 emergency services outages in three states this week, Fox's Tom Rigotti.
Workers installing a light pole in Missouri cut into a fiber line, knocking out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota. The mistake was reported by the company that operates the fiber line Thursday. It was damaged Wednesday in Kansas City, Missouri, which wasn't impacted. Problems with 911 calls in a Texas city along the U.S. border with Mexico were unrelated. The outages created confusion for people trying to reach several communications agencies Wednesday night. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And a man has granted parole after serving more than half of his life in prison for a role in the 2001 stabby deaths of two married Dartmouth College professors. I'm Gary Baumgarten. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.